want to say welcome to everybody who's here this morning. If you're one of our guests this morning, especially welcome. Want to welcome those who are on our social media platforms, whether you're on Facebook, on YouTube, Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, subscribe there, follow us there. Do all those things. Comment, especially. That helps to get the word out. And then welcome to those who are on our phone live streaming. That's a free toll-free service that goes out to individuals who don't have internet. If you know someone who needs that number, let me know. After the service, I'll be glad to give that number to you. We also want to encourage you to go to our church website at HighlandBaptistChurch.com. It's there under the info tab that you can download the church worship bulletin. These are at the doors as you came in, so be sure to grab one of these. Anytime in the service, you can go get one of those. The ushers will be glad to get you one. The children's worship bulletins are in the windowsill to my right. They're also under that info tab. There's one for ages 3 and up, one for ages 7 and up. We'll be dismissing for children's church in a little while. Brother Mike will let you know when that is. And then also under the info tab is the prayer list. Be sure to get that downloaded. If you're one of our guests who is here for the first time especially, we want to make sure that you get one of our guest bags that are on the sides of the stage. They're also at the door as you came in that way or out here in the hallway on the table. So be sure to get one of those. It's got some information about our church, about our services, about some of the things we do as a church. And then it's also got some free gifts in it that we just want to give to you to say thank you for being here with us this morning. If you brought somebody with you, want to encourage you to take the time to pick up one of those also. It's a great way to begin our service this morning. We've got two that we're going to be baptizing here in just a moment. I want to share a word of scripture with you from Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and verse 4. As Paul was writing to the New Testament church, he was writing about what baptism is and what it represents. We don't believe that baptism saves us, but we do believe that it's a step of obedience that we need to take as New Testament believers. So when we profess our faith in Christ, the next step then is for us to follow through with believers' baptism. And Paul said this in Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." And that's what we come to represent this morning in the baptismal pool, is that representation that just like Christ died and rose again, we are dying to our sin, and as we come up out of the water, we're risen to walk in a newness of life. So I'm going to ask our first baptismal candidate, Miss Libby Ferris, to come. Libby Ferris, what is your profession of faith?
Jesus, Lord.
Upon your profession of faith as Jesus as your Lord, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in baptism, risen to walk in the newness of life. Amen. Then I'm going to ask Alexis Miller if she will come. Alexis Miller, what is your profession of faith?
Jesus is Lord.
Upon your profession of faith as Jesus is Lord, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in baptism, risen to walk in a newness of life. Amen. These girls were so excited this morning. They were eager to get here to do this wonderful occasion. If the Lord is speaking to your heart and you've not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, we'll have an opportunity in our invitation to do that. If you've not followed through with believers' baptism, we'd encourage you to come forward also, and we'd be glad to walk with you through that. Pastor Matt's going to share some of our announcements a little while later after